Well, I know that on this stage and at the Heifetz Institute, there have been many incredible performances of the Mendelssohn Octet. But I can guarantee you that none of them were like this one. This is actually the octet that Mendelssohn wrote when he was 16 years old. The one we have heard is the one that he revised 7 years later. Now, what's wonderful about this is you don't have to worry about this at all. You can, in fact, sit back, and just about everything that you remember and love about this piece is going to happen. Well, at least we're going to try to make it happen. But follow along, and you'll a little bit feel like you're in a familiar house, and all of a sudden, there's a room that was never there before. Because in fact, this piece is different from the published octet by about 100 bars. You will be hearing 100 bars of music tonight that you have never, ever heard before in this piece. Now, it's kind of interesting that the third movement, the scherzo, which Mendelssohn was so good at, is exactly the same as the one that you're familiar with. But in the first movement, at first you'll think, oh, it's all the same. But when we get to the middle section, almost everything is new. By the time we get to the recapitulation, when Mendelssohn came back to it 7 years later, so that's when all the first material comes back, with that 7 years experience, he decided, well, I don't really need to say this again. And he didn't. He kind of cut it all very short. But to tell you the truth, and I think my colleagues would agree, there is some music that is in that recapitulation, which is totally unique. It's not a repeat of what was before, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So we'll move along, and then it'll end. It has the same magnificent ending that you're used to in the first movement. And we go on to the second movement. Again, it feels familiar for a little while. But just to give you some idea, there's a moment I go like this in the published one. Now, I know that the other night I was searching for 5 words. Now, that's, I don't know how many notes that is, but, it's just a few notes. That moment in the music is replaced by 18 bars of music, and you will see all of us going da 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 na ni na 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 ni na na. It's a huge section, completely different music, gorgeous music. As I said, the third movement will be floating along as it always does. And in the last movement, what's kind of fun is that the 16-year-old Mendelssohn, everything he does in the one we know that is kind of wild, he does it a little more. Of course, it's always appropriate that at the Heifetz Institute, where, of course, many people are 16 or a little bit past or a little bit before, and many of them are absolutely brilliant. There's a lot in common with what Mendelssohn experienced as a young and brilliant musician. So it would be valuable, it is valuable every time we've done it. But I think what I love about this, it's not to question, of course, Mendelssohn knew what he was doing, even though we missed those beautiful little sections that you will hear. But I think what's so beautiful about this is you realize that this piece is absolutely incredible. It is just as great as the one that you are familiar with. But you see, isn't it amazing that Mendelssohn took something that was beyond compare, and he said, you know, that's not quite good enough for me. I'm going to go a little further. And that's exactly what he did. Well, now I think you will have the feast of visiting the Mendelssohn at 16, This was a present for his violin teacher, Eduard Rietz. Some of you know that Mendelssohn brought the St. Matthew Passion a few years later, basically to the public's attention. The leader for that performance was Eduard Rietz. They were very close. It's very meaningful this piece was written for him. It is so meaningful to bring it to you today. I cannot tell you how much it means to me to share the stage and to work together with my esteemed and incredible colleagues. And we hope that you enjoy this absolutely marvelous and miraculous piece.